This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have an organization that people are respecting right now. There's some question about whether there's some respect about the Cavaliers organization. And we'll talk to somebody who's written about that nationally. And he joins us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline from Yahoo Sports. It's none other than Dan Wetzel, who's the preeminent columnist over there at Yahoo. How are you, Dan? Thanks for joining us this morning.
I'm good, guys. How are things in Cleveland today?
Well, they're good. They're good. I think people still trying to figure out how to get the hell out of town after the fireworks last night. Kind of log jam traffic time and time again. Do you get down with the fireworks out there in Detroit, Dan?
I do, but there's one I can sort of walk to, so big help. I don't go to the big one downtown.
Yeah, we had a few big ones. We had the Indians last night, but the fireworks as far as the free agency extravaganza did not exactly go as planned as far as the Cavaliers. Now, they were kind of strapped on what they could do. They obviously had a lot of limitations, but they still don't have a GM. And, Dan, in the world of sports, to enter the draft and free agency without a general manager, at least in name, that would be kind of jarring to a lot of organizations. But because LeBron is here and because Dan Gilbert operates in a different manner, the Detroit businessman that he is, you're there in Detroit. And Chauncey Billups was a Detroit guy that he had reached out to and supposedly a friend of his. It is a little bit different as far as organizations go.
It's definitely different, and it's. I mean, I don't recall. It's probably happened, but I don't recall off the top of my head anybody ever going through a draft and a free agency without a general manager. Just somebody, even if it's a name only, and the team is being run by. You know, the owner or president or something else. That said, you know, I think Gilbert has a voice. There are basketball people around. There was enough getting done to make that decision that it wasn't a complete panic, but obviously Cleveland was not particularly active and was not going to be particularly active in those decisions, but certainly an unusual way to do it. Not necessarily a sign of chaos or anything like that, just an unusual way.
Dan, how much does the voice that you talked about that Dan Gilbert has, how much does that play into, you think, Chauncey Billups' decision to take this job, knowing that, okay, I'm going to get my first shot, but I will have a guy, even if I do respect him, even if he is a friend, he will be in my ear pretty much the entire time letting me know what he thinks?
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting thing. I think one of the things you get with a guy like Billups, or really anybody who's gotten to that level where they're going to be considered for an NBA GM job, but particularly when you're a former player, a former NBA champion, and a guy that things have generally gone their way, there's a confidence that, well, I'll just do the job and I won't get fired. I won't worry about it. That said, Chauncey Billups is a really smart guy. And so I do think anytime you're trying to hire, and you say, well, why'd the last guy get fired? Oh, he just reached three finals in a row and won an NBA championship. That's going to cause, give anyone pause and any job ever. If you say, geez, the guy before was just gave you the most successful 3-year run the franchise has ever had. Why was he let go? How can I do better and not be him? I think that is enough of a concern that even a very confident former player who thinks they can do this better than anyone else, which is pretty much what you want in the job, would cause a little bit of pause. So I think that's part of it. I think the main thing is I just don't know what Chauncey thought was going to happen with LeBron. And on paper, this looks like an unbelievable opportunity right now. You know, 50 weeks from now, how great of an opportunity is it? And I think that's really what Chauncey was talking to people about. And no matter what gets spun out of there, has to be the big concern is what's Cleveland's future? And am I the guy stuck holding the bag here?
Dan Wetzel joining us on the hotline in the piece that you just wrote over the last few days about Chauncey Billups not taking the job. You said this, and you're not a guy who's big into hysteria. You're not a guy that, you know, says things for clicks or just to be heard. But you did write this. Feel free to panic, Cleveland fans. This is the most tangible sign yet that LeBron Part 2 is coming to an end, and the megastar will again bail on the Cavs as a free agent after next season. Damn, people here obviously don't want to hear that. They don't even want to hear speculation on that. But why is it that you think this is starting to smell like 2010 all over again?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't panic, probably was a little bit much, but enjoy your day, people. Don't. It's not that bad. I mean, look, I think LeBron, I think, you know, all you really have is speculation. LeBron's not talking to anybody. He's not sitting around, debating this or getting emotive over it or anything like that. I think LeBron will make a decision at the end of next year and decide, is this the franchise I can win with? Or is this not the franchise? And I think any time what we've seen in LeBron's two moves is the moment he doesn't think a franchise and a roster and everything's set up to win, he leaves. And he left Cleveland because he thought, I have a better chance to win it in Miami. And then once he won a couple in Miami, he sat there and said, I think I got a better chance to win it in Cleveland. And I'm going back to Cleveland. And for all the I'm coming home and all of that, and that's great. I'm not saying that isn't true. But he's a businessman, and he's been to 7 consecutive NBA finals, and he'll probably go to an 8th. You either win it or you don't. All the other stuff at this point is just the season. I mean, this is what he does. So can he win? Is the best situation for him to win in Cleveland, or should he take his act at the end and go somewhere else? And I think he's going to consider that. And I think, you know, is that all just talk? Is that all speculation? Well, I think when Chauncey Billups sits there and either can't get a yes out of him or can't get whatever it would have taken. Because look, if LeBron James somehow is saying I'm ending my career in Cleveland, or he's privately telling, don't worry about it, Chauncey, I'll be there, or whatever it is, then Chauncey Billups probably takes this job. I mean, it's a great job. What other than running Golden State, what's better than running Cleveland right now? And so if you're a first guy trying to get your first general manager job in the NBA, and you've got a chance to take over the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you're going to be one of the 2 or 3 fit, you're probably going to the finals next year, and you are going to work for a guy that you have known for 15 years and consider a friend, and then you say, I don't want that job, that's a red flag. Does that mean LeBron's leaving? No, of course not. But does that mean that Chauncey Billups at least is in a position where he probably has more information than the rest of us going, I don't think this is a sure thing? Yeah, I think that's a clear sign that the speculation is real. I liken it in the column to 2010. If you remember when Gilbert tried to hire Tom Izzo out of Michigan State to come coach the team, and Izzo really wanted to do it. He was going to get to coach LeBron. He was coaching on Eastern Conference contender. I mean, usually the college guys get horrible jobs and they got to try to, like, this was an unbelievable opportunity. And all he wanted to do was talk to LeBron on the phone. He didn't necessarily need are you coming back? But he wanted to at least talk to him. And LeBron didn't talk to him. And it probably was the most honest way LeBron could handle it. I don't fault LeBron for that. And Izzo said, if I can't even get the guy on the phone, this is a huge concern. I'm not taking this job. There's a really good chance he bails. Sure enough, he bails. And if Tom Izzo had taken that job, he wins 25% of his games, and he's not, instead of staying at Michigan State and rolling on as he has. So I think that this is a little bit of that, where a guy's going, I'm not going to risk going to Cleveland. But when you look at the risk, you go, God, look at the reward. You're taking over, you know, the second best team in the NBA. It with a clear path to the title. That's when Chauncey says no. I think it's a warning sign that this is real. And while we don't know what LeBron's going to do, and Chauncey Billups doesn't know what LeBron's going to do, there really is no good reason for him not to take this job, no matter whatever spin they put out there.
Dan, how surprised and or shocked do you think Dan Gilbert was to get this answer from Chauncey? And to that end, do you think he really had or does have currently a plan B?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Dan Gilbert's thinking or feeling. I would just say, in a general sense, if you're an owner and you're offering someone a chance who's never been an NBA GM and has not spent, first off, I think if you're sitting on Cleveland and you have the second best team in the league and you've got the best player in the league and you've got sellouts and all the excitement and a very committed owner to winning, and you offer this job to somebody, they're going to take it, particularly when it's a guy you know and like and is looking for an opportunity. And, I mean, if you read even Billups' statement, it's like it's not – he's just, I'll just basically wait for another opportunity. It's just not right now, you know. Well, what are you getting better than this? Well, if you're sitting there and you think LeBron's leaving, yeah, maybe it's not that great. Because you're going to spend all year, you're going to sign LeBron. You know by next spring, it'll be LeBron was slump-shouldered on the bench. LeBron, you know, glared at somebody, you know, this or that. His comment, oh, do you see his tweet? He's definitely leaving. It's going to be this whole big thing. Do you have enough to beat Golden State? You know, it's really hard to beat Golden State. So you could see where, and then he leaves, and all of a sudden it's like, oh no, I'm the guy sweeping up after the party. This wasn't such a great spot. So nobody knows, but I think this totally hangs over the top of the search. And I think Billups not taking it, of all people, is a sign of that, just so he can stay at ESPN. Chauncey Billups, he can work at ESPN anytime he wants the rest of his life. Like, he's a really good broadcaster. He's a really good guy. All of that. It's not even like Tom Izzo leaving Michigan State, which has some special ties to him. It's like, I'm leaving ESPN. I mean, those guys go back and forth like a, you know, it's just a shuffle, you know? And so it's not like he was giving up something huge to leave ESPN to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Dan Wetzel joins us on the hotline. Just real quickly, Dan, you know Dan Gilbert, and I've wondered before if this wouldn't be a great situation for Dan to maybe get out of the Cavaliers business. We know how heavily invested he is in Detroit. We know that at some point, I think the writing's been on the wall that maybe he'd want to own a team there in Detroit where all his development originates, or at least what he's been able to do over the last 5 to 10 years there in the city that you live. Do you hear anything about that? What is the thought behind him possibly having a team there in Detroit?
Well, he's trying to get a Major League Soccer team and a big development that he's trying to build downtown Detroit. That's not quite the same. His biggest problem is there's nothing for sale. The Ford family owns the Lions and have for, you know, generations. Highly unlikely they're looking to sell. The Pistons, obviously, are a possibility, I guess, but they're owned by a guy named Tom Gores, who's also from the area, grew up outside of Flint, Michigan, and he doesn't, you know, this is what he wants to do. And then you have the Red Wings and the Tigers are owned by Mike Ilitch and the family of the Ilitch family, which started the Little Caesars Pizza. They own both. They also have extensive real estate, including the new arena in downtown Detroit for the Red Wings and the Pistons are going to play in. Mike Ilitch passed away, but his children are running the operation. I just don't see a motivated buyer there for him to do that. I mean, look, the obvious thing would be like, hey, I'll swap you the Cavs for the Pistons, and then I don't have to fly to Cleveland all the time. But I also think Dan Gilbert really likes Cleveland, and he's got a lot of business in Ohio, particularly with the casinos. And so while he's doing incredible amounts of work and investment in the city of Detroit, he also does investment in different parts of Ohio, including Cleveland. So I don't see a real obvious spot for him because I don't think any of these families, which are all very well healed, and generational, are going to get rid of their teams.
All right, Dan, always appreciate you coming on. You can read his stuff over at Yahoo, and hopefully you didn't burn your Adrian Wojnarowski jersey. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right, Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. Appreciate him coming on. A lot of stuff there. I thought there was some common sense stuff there when it came to LeBron James and Chauncey Billups and not getting a commitment from LeBron. We've been there, done that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.